Here I have provided you two of the same animations that are one of them running fast enough that it has fluid motion, and the other one slowed way down so that you can actually see each single phase of the charge-discharge cycles of both the inductor and capacitor. This is an LC resonant circuit. The voltage waveform, the sinusoid to the right, is a voltage both the capacitor and inductor in parallel, so voltage is voltage. They're the same on both of them. The current is represented by the ebb and flow and direction of the electron motion drawn in blue highlights around the sort of blue coronas around the wire. The amount of charge is represented on the capacitors by the pluses and minuses that are built up and so forth. You should kind of study this. It helps to have read the thing in your notes, which is why I placed the animation so low in this particular one. It would help to read the big picture all the way through one time before studying this thing in detail. But it'll give you a kind of a real picture, more than words could ever do, as to what's going on between an inductor and a capacitor that are wired up in an LC resonant circuit. This circuit is, of course, idealized. We're assuming the inductor has no resistance, the capacitor has no series resistance, it has no leakage resistance. I mean, it's a perfect inductor, perfect capacitor. They don't have any loss whatever, nothing radiates out into the air, and so this is probably the only example of the quintessential perpetual motion machine you will ever see.